Welcome to The Whole Steward, the holistic approach to wealth from a Christian worldview. I'm your host, Andrew Stanton, and I'm glad you've joined. There are some common challenges entrepreneurs face which would seek to subtly yet brutally undermine your success. This goes far beyond a failed sales strategy, a tough labor market, or a squeezed supply chain. You may solve those and yet succumb to a deeper problem that will destroy both your business and your life. We look at the balancing act today on The Whole Steward. This is episode number 58. I'm so thankful you're listening. Entrepreneurs out there, today is for you. Hats off to you. Literally, I'm wearing the Whole Steward cap, which is available on thewholesteward.com. And hats off to you, entrepreneurs, because you have a tough task. You are often underappreciated, not understood, in many ways undervalued in our society today. You get a bad rap sometimes, and this is for you today. You face some unique challenges that others, they may or may not face because of the task and the endeavor that you've taken on. Think about this. You are the one responsible for creating the jobs. You are responsible for solving the problems, building the business, figuring out who your customer is, where your product or your service is coming from. All those things I talked about, the sales strategy, the labor to get the job or the business done, the supply chain, where those things are coming from. And often, you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. You don't know where your next customer is, who your next customer will be. You don't know who will walk through that door today. You don't know if you're going to make the sales needed to make ends meet this month. Or you might be doing very successfully your business, and you might be having an overwhelming amount of sales coming in, customers coming in, and you're struggling to keep up with the demand to hire fast enough or to hire the right people to meet that demand. Or maybe you're struggling on where to put that cash as it flows into your business and where to invest next. The employees are extremely important to you, but often they come every day expecting a paycheck. Hey, I'm going to work 9 to 5 and I want to get paid for that, regardless of whether the business is making a profit or not, regardless of whether you're losing money or making money. And that can often be underappreciated, what the entrepreneur is doing to solve those problems, to rise early and stay up late, to be working over the weekend. And you are doing a very important work. So again, hats off to you. This is for you today. And I want to just preface this with the fact that what you're doing is very important and I highly respect it. So with that being said, I want to talk about something that can be a danger to what you're doing. And what, you know, the title of this is Danger and Delight in Success. Now, everybody wants to be successful, and different people may define success in different ways. Your business, if it's successful, may look different than somebody else's business being successful. And if you're doing what we teach on The Whole Steward here, that you're setting goals and standards for yourself and you're revisiting those and holding yourself accountable to those goals will look different from business to business. And so if you're successful, then the success will look different from business to business. But certainly, I think we can all agree that if your business is not profitable, if it's losing money, if it is throwing money down the drain hole, which money, again, as we've talked about many times, is just a store of value. So you're taking value that was created in one form or another, and you're putting that into your business. You're spending money in your business to hopefully create more value, not less value. If you're putting value in and less value is coming out, there's a leak somewhere in the system. It's leaking value, and that's not a successful business. I think we can all agree on that. But let's say that you solve all those problems. You solve the sales funnel. You solve the labor shortage problem. You solve the squeezed supply chain problem. And now your business is humming along and you are doing great. This is what today's episode is about. Danger and delight in success. Now, the definition that I want to use, and I believe you should use as well, is a definition that comes straight out of Scripture. Remember, this is the holistic approach to wealth from a Christian worldview. And we are not shy about that here. I certainly talk about it all the time. And I think that Christians, Christian entrepreneurs, should be more plentiful. I want to inspire you to be successful in that business, to be successful at your job. If you're an employee, don't check out right now. Listen anyways. Listen to how we approach the value that we're providing, whether that is in a business, and that's going to be the focus today, but you know, it could also be in your job that you're working. And remember, there's an entrepreneur involved one way or another. You're either working for him or you are him or her. So, you know, let's all dig into this and challenge ourselves on the danger and delight in success. Okay, so what I want to talk about specifically is how entrepreneurs can get very busy and work very hard in their business and neglect or have something slip through the cracks of what they're doing, and it will cause incredible devastation in your business, for one, and your life in general. And that is the fact that entrepreneurs can get very involved in their business and neglect the holistic approach to that wealth on a daily basis. And by that, what I mean is that, as you know, we have all different kinds of capital that we're managing. Your financial capital, your material capital, most of what is in your business, the relationships, the what you know, the intellectual capital, and the physical capital that you exert and you pour into that business, which is kind of like your baby. You know, you pour that in all the time to make it successful, and yet you can often neglect the other things in life that are even more important. And you might say, hold on, Andrew, there's nothing more important than this whatever endeavor you're undertaking right now. And that's why I stay up late. That's why I rise early. That's why I work over the weekend and holidays and whatever it is. You obviously treat this as very important. However, what about your relationships that are outside your business? What about your wife and your kids? How do you then balance that? How do you view this issue properly? Do you say, you know what? I have to get out of business. I have to not be successful in my business because it's one or the other. It's either my business or my family, and I can't have both. And so now I just have to be poor and go get, you know, a job at McDonald's now, and then I can be home with my kids on the weekends. This is a challenge for us to think about how we balance all these things. And, you know, it's something that we all have to deal with at one point or another. We're going to have to make a choice. Do I go to my son's baseball game this week or not? Do I stay late at the office so that my kids are sleeping by the time I get home? Or do I rise early and not even able to give them a kiss and a hug before I leave in the morning because they're still asleep? You see, you need to recognize that you could be 100% successful in your business and lose your marriage, your children, and so many more things that should be, as a Christian, important to you. And so what we need to do then, what we need to remember, is that the success that your business brings is not all there is. Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes to make that next payroll seems like the most important thing in the world, and nothing could possibly surpass it in priority. If you think about the one thing, and you think the one thing today is to meet payroll, yes, that is very important. But if you lose your marriage because of it, if you lose your children because of it, if you lose the weightier matters, let's talk about the spiritual for a second. That's one of the forms of capital. And you lose your relationship with God, or you prove that you don't have a relationship with God, I would submit to you that meeting payroll that day doesn't actually matter all that much. It shouldn't. You could do that, but you could lose the weightier things, the more important things. Certainly, your relationship with God is number one. And then what about your family? If you lose your family because of your lack of attention to what is important, then you don't love God either, because Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And one of his commandments is to love your wife as Christ loved the church, which means if you lose your marriage because of your business, you're not honoring God because you're not loving your wife, and therefore you're not loving God.
Hi, this is Gary Pinkerton with Gary's Gulch Podcast. You are listening to The Whole Steward with Andrew Stanton, one of the best researched shows by a man of true passion. Now that you know more, go out and grow more.
With that being said, I want to take us through, and I'll just wrap up with this, Proverbs chapter 3. The wisest man who ever lived, and also the richest, the most successful businessman. He was also a king, but he was very, very, very business savvy. You can go through the story of Solomon, and you can see that he was extremely wealthy because he created a lot of jobs. He did a lot of building projects. He was a real estate developer. He was very much an entrepreneur, and he did it by wisdom. He did it with all and many of the skills that entrepreneurs employ on a daily basis, and he was very successful at his businesses. The things that he endeavored, he was very successful at. However, he did lose sight of some of the more important things, like his relationship with God. He got into what's known as syncretism. He married many wives, and those wives were from pagan nations, which had idolatry steeped in their culture. And Solomon tried to combine that with God's design for the worship of God. And so what we see, though, in Proverbs chapter 3 is the days before Solomon really kind of went off the deep end. So this perspective is very much highly recommended and commanded by God. It's in the scripture. So we're dealing with a very successful entrepreneur here. Proverbs chapter 3. And this is written from Solomon, from the perspective of him passing on the wisdom that he has to his son. Now, I'm not sure if this was David's teaching, because David was his father and also a very successful and wealthy king, passing on the wisdom to his son, Solomon, or if this is Solomon passing on his wisdom to his sons, which certainly were, you know, didn't listen. But my son, he says in verse 1, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments for length of days and years of life and peace will they add to you. Let me ask you something, entrepreneur, businessman, or woman. Do you want success? And how do you define it? This is length of days, long life, and peace. These words will add to you if you honor them. Verse 3, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. So here we go again. He's talking about success and favor in the sight of who? God and also man. We need more entrepreneurs that are successful in the sight of God and man. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Okay, so now is leads in. That's the lead up to the famous verses of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be wary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than the gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. Now, Solomon will go on from there to talk about how it is God who founded the earth by wisdom, and by his knowledge, he has created everything. And so appealing to our Creator as the standard of wisdom. But I don't want you to miss that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, that is in Proverbs 1, chapter 7. That's kind of how it starts. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. So if we can take a lesson from Scripture today, entrepreneur, you're working in your business, you're building wealth, you're creating value, you're doing the things that are hard, a lot harder than just showing up at 9 and going home at 5 and saying, where's my paycheck? Whether or not the business is successful, you're in the trenches, you're building that business, you're successful, and when you are, you deserve the fruit of your labors, you deserve and are blessed by the success, the wealth, the money, the capital that God has blessed you with. and yet do not forsake the weightier matters. He says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. And who are you being faithful to? Your business? Your wife? Your children? God? You see, you need to balance all these things. And that's why this is the holistic approach to wealth from a Christian worldview. Because if you don't know God, if you don't, and we've talked about this before, like the rich young ruler, right? He was super successful in his business. He filled his barns. He said, soul, you know, what will you do? You can rest now. You've built bigger barns. You've filled everything up and you can rest and drink and be merry. And literally, like in our terms today, you can retire and travel and do whatever you want. That's the power of the wealth that's come to you. But God says to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. You see, life is short. It's short. We're just stewards. We're just taking care of this stuff for a short time. We're working as unto the Lord. Our master is in heaven. And we serve him. We serve a great God, a wealthy God. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. And we struggle day in, day out to make ends meet, to make the business successful. And we need to remember who our Creator is and what he requires of us. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of your produce. Do not forsake wisdom. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding, for the gain from her is better than silver, the gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. You see, don't let these things that are more important slip through the cracks. And I'm not saying your business isn't important. I've said many times, it very much is. For example, you're on that last day, you're trying to meet payroll. How are you going to do it? Or you've really solved all the problems and the machine is just running and chugging along and it is producing and you are able to. Don't forsake, even along the way while you're building it, don't forsake those weightier matters. I hope this exhortation was helpful for you to think about. It's a good thing to revisit these important things once in a while. And I think we all need to do a sanity check. And if you know the Lord, seek the Lord. If you don't know the Lord, seek the Lord. First and foremost, the profit from that is better. And so, verse 4 of chapter 3 of Proverbs, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. And if you're one who is struggling with this right now, you see a need, you see a gap, you are doing a sanity check right now, and you're saying, I need to make some changes. You might not know what those changes are. You might feel like you need help. You're very successful in what you're doing, or you're struggling, but either way, as an entrepreneur, you own it, right? That's the spirit of building a successful business, is I own this, I'm responsible for it, and I'm going to make it work. Don't be afraid to admit and or seek help in an area where maybe you've been owning it, but not doing well in it. You need to do that reality check. And what I'd like you to do is reach out to the whole steward. We will connect you with the help that you need. We can help. I can speak with you, or we have individuals who are ready and been there and done that to speak with you and open the scriptures with you to seek the Lord first and to help solve some of these issues that may be creeping up that are undermining your success. So again, then you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Now that you know more, go out and grow more.
All content on The Whole Steward is for informational purposes only and must not be considered personal, professional, tax, or legal advice. Please consult an appropriate professional for individualized advice. Though we do our best to bring you reliable information, we make no guarantee on its accuracy, so you must rely on your own due diligence to draw your own conclusions. The views expressed by guests on the show are their own and may not represent that of the host. Please visit our website for complete terms and conditions.
Thanks for joining us today for The Holistic Approach to Wealth from a Christian Worldview. This show is brought to you by TheWholeSteward.com.